Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Pazzelli from the 71st Venice International Film Festival. Today we are in our studio with
Vanessa,
who is the Latvian ambassador for this year's edition of 28 Times Cinema. Thanks for joining us, Vanessa.
Thank you.
So, first of all, how did you find out about this European project?
Well, it actually started with the local cinema back home in Riga. So I know that this 28 Times Cinema has been happening already for quite a few years. So I have seen that this competition is on already many years. And so this year I decided that it's time to apply. Yeah, so basically from local cinema.
Okay, and since we are talking about local cinema, how would you describe the situation of cinema in your country, the landscape that you have about cinema? Do people go to the cinema? How is it fostered?
Okay, well, I think there are kind of two directions in which cinema goes. One is this commercial, and which is used purely as entertainment, and also the whole, also the buildings are not so wonderful to be in. It's kind of like, yeah, entertainment for the sake of entertainment without any kind of intellectual or artistic value. And then there is this other direction, which is more maybe alternative. Cinema theaters, which show maybe more of classical films, more of European films, these kind of films which I think have more value than just simple entertainment. And also, well, the cinema which I represent is this, it's called Splendid Palace, and it actually does look like Splendid Palace, and it's wonderful, beautiful, aesthetical, and also the program is very good. And each season they show some legendary old films also, which attract quite a lot of people. So it's very nice environment, and I think you just need to choose which cinema is your type, and then it's easier.
Go enjoy.
Yeah, exactly.
And how do you get informed about cinema in your countries? In your country, are there periodicals or radio channels that you listen to or something like that?
Well, to be fair, I think that it depends on you. And if you want to go to cinema, you need to kind of research it. There are some magazines which in general write about culture, so concerts, music, also cinema. And then obviously there are also some reviews or some kind of announcements about films. So then it's easier to decide, yeah, maybe read the description or program and then decide where you want to go. But I think in general, cinema is not too much advertised. I think it depends on people, on themselves, what kind of cinema they want to find, and then if they kind of look for it, they can find in the city. But you need to have the inspiration inside you.
And I'm curious, is there a film festival in your country?
Yes, well, there are quite a lot of film festivals, but they are quite small, I would say.
Okay. Well,
maybe it's just because now I compare everything to Venice.
Yeah.
And everything seems
maybe
very little.
Yeah.
But, for example, now in September, there is this, there will be this film festival called Baltic Pearl, and they have wonderful program each year, and they have documentaries and classical films and European films and different continent films, all kind of genres, from all kind of times, very
wide.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I actually think that autumn probably is the best time for festivals, because then it gets cold, and so you are kind of getting in the mood for being inside, right? So, yeah.
So for a while, just go back to your background. Are you just a fan of cinema, or did you study cinema-related subjects, maybe at university or?
No, actually, well, now I'm studying in university film, but before that, back home, for example, we don't have any kind of subjects which would be even related to cinema, which is maybe a bit strange, because I think it's such a big thing nowadays, and it should be an option, but it's not. So, yeah, the actual first time when you can like get cinema's educational program. Maybe it is actually in university. So now I'm studying, I will be in my second year, which is film course. I'm actually studying in Edinburgh.
Okay.
And I'm not sure where all this is leading because I haven't decided any special direction, but I'm on my way there, yeah.
Okay, and would you be interested in working in a radio such as FRED, that is, it is called the Festival Insider because we usually broadcast live from film festivals from all over the world. Would you find it interesting?
Yeah, no, definitely. Okay. I think being here is this kind of feeling that the actual, like some kind of one of the biggest events at the moment is happening right here. So if there's some
and
kind
you
of
are
way,
here.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel that, well, radio is wonderful way how to, you know, let the message flow around and somehow it comes from right the middle of like kind of center of the event. So
yeah,
that's wonderful.
Thank you, Vanessa, for having shared your experience here at FRED. And this is Chiara Pazzelli for FRED Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.